There is a... There's always some sort of dessert. This time it's made up of vegetables, but the artist is probably from the artist from the last. You think there are...
Well, let's try to interface with the computer. See, I mean, the computer's...
Not too sure if there's anybody. In the dozens.
I don't know what's going on. Or what went on.
Seem to be dozens of life forms down there, sir. I can't compare resolution with the gravimetric interference.
Okay.
Let me try this.
Tell me about that technical devil. Play nerds! I'm only a counselor.
There's at least 12 people there. I can't see more.
Okay.
There might be more in multiples of 12. That means 12 and then 12 and then 12.
They tell 12 people.
So, at most 144 people.
So, yeah. I try and open communications with the panic man.
So, you walked around a bit for him.
Find more bodies.
There are like, you know, a dozen bodies.
Hail over to David.
That's 12. That's 12. Other bodies. Shit.
There are 15 bodies. Oh, God.
Time is going backwards.
You guys like hurried up. You've got
stuff happening over
here. I think you can take hard drive out of the computer and take it back with us.
That would be great.
Integrated.
Systems engineering.
Let me take out my
computers.
I'm in systems engineering.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. Know. System engineering.
Damn, that's good.
I'll be able to help you.
15.
Alright. Gotcha. Hey, scan those files and put in the computer. You don't want a virus in 20
minutes. Get the computer. So you got the computers running.
Which voice?
There's no voice now.
Wow, that is primitive.
I don't know how the first computers with the voice.
How do we interface actually?
We can't. We do.
We'll see. I bet Scott Bakula's ship is voice activated.
God, that would. Yeah, I mean, Roddenberry wouldn't have anything to do. She's like, no more money coming in. I mean, there's an occasional movie, I suppose, with these.
Massive royalties off of everything with the Star Trek word on it.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's like little mouse things.
What the? Okay.
So, a mouse game and a trackball.
Wait, try this.
Computer!
Computer!
Wait a minute, Scotty, didn't you voice activated? Computers were back when voice activated.
What?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
you're
said.
Yeah.
That's what the Enterprise said.
Oh, the Enterprise. Oh, I thought you were saying, like, next generation Enterprise.
Okay. So, you want anything for the computer?
Like, logs. That kind of stuff, log.
Okay.
Well, hell. The entire contents of the computer probably store on this tricorder, man.
Download it. Wow. I'm trying to see what's on there first.
Alright.
Yeah. Last perception or just space?
High cylinder chips, man, are much more efficient than just, what, magnetic storage?
Alright, so basically you look through the last few logs, so they were sent here, they were sent here, to, do a planetary survey of the, you know, the system.
And to start a war.
And to see the Romulans, or the so-called Romulan Star Empire, as they call themselves, are going to do anything about it. I can mess with dirt. No way, man. And then there's a, you know, we're surrounded by, you know, looks like a squadron of Roman ships. They're pretty small. I think we can find our way through.
And they did. Was that last entry?
That was last entry.
Okay. You want to put anything out here?
Well, actually, yeah, I guess it would be a little.
Well, I don't. I want any kind of what telemetry or whatever we get from the actual battle. I want to know what was effective and what wasn't effective against the their opponent.
Lasers were effective.
Laser, not phaser?
No, they had lasers. lasers were effective. They had no shields. Shields haven't been invented yet. Robins use nuclear power bombs.
Wow, cool.
So he says, you know, blast entries, you know, ships with the same.
So fission, not fusion. We can recharge our delicate crystals.
So he says, you know, ship was disabled badly, but we drove them off. It's literally destroyed by, I think we can get back to the planet.
Oh. Get down to the planet?
Yeah.
Get back up again.
Well, okay, well, we'll put everything on the tricorder.
So no, okay, so definitely no teleporter.
We'll put
they went down on what, pod, wait, shuttle?
Actually, it is. Actually, more of what?
Pod, shuttle, what was their transportation method?
Shuttle to escape pod.
Okay. Any of them attack? Oh, actually, we get to the expect. We can look for them easier.
Go ahead.
Specs on the shuttle to the pod. We don't actually know they found the guy yet, unfortunately.
Well, Ronald did go over saying, we got stuff going on, hurry up.
It could be anything, though. Maybe she has to go to the bathroom.
You know, actually, yeah. We wouldn't even need to put it on a tricycle, we'll just have to move it to the bathroom.
Yeah.
We can transport everything on the ship back.
Sit on the head of a pin, man.
Okay, we'll do that. Trust all the information on the tricycle.
Okay.
And then, are we going to look around more?
No, I mean, we're
so there's 15 bodies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mind missing.
I thought the ship was supposed to have 150.
There's
multiple of 12 down. I believe you're talking about this ship.
All right,
we'll get back.
On the way back, I've meanwhile tried to open communications with the humans on the planet.
Go through proper.
Use the same encryption return that there is.
Okay, you.
Use the same private key.
Mm-hmm. You know, you try to hail the planet. Do you identify who you are?
This is the USS Discovery of the Federation of Planets.
Okay. So, you know, whoever's out there on our planet, I suppose?
Yes.
You use loudspeakers, kids, you don't have radios. Pretend to be gods.
So you get, you know,
mirrors and wires.
A response. You know, all static.
But my universal translator eventually picks it up and picks out exactly what it says. It says I'll listen to it off the static. Wow.
Okay,
yes,
so...
We're going to do that before universal translators, too.
Yeah.
Caitlin got a box.
So you get a response back, so you know... This is Gilgamesh Yamamoto, captain of the Gamma Delta Colony over. Who are you people?
Tell me what you do.
This is the USS Discovery. We're from the Federation of Planets. We detected your ship here and are coming to rescue any survivors, descendants of survivors. Associated people, and would like to know more about this bomb.
Let's see. Federation of Planets.
That's what we are, right?
Yes.
Were they not a Federation of Planets?
What was it
then?
Called back then? It was a Federation, wasn't it?
Or Federation. It was just the aftermath of the Earth Robin War is why they started this Federation.
Ah, okay. The Federation of Planets was created by Earth and four other planets in the aftermath of the Romulan Earth War.
You mean the war is over?
Yeah.
Did we win?
Before we go,
you're the human.
I'll do my history. One.
Well, I don't know. It's like Vietnam, man.
I get a 4 on it.
We created a DMZ.
That's a long one. Yes. Third one.
Yes. We won. How long have you been down on the planet?
They took a beating.
Right. How long have you been down there?
Yeah, that's important to ask.
That's why I would have to.
I've been here all my life.
Okay.
This colony was established 200 years ago.
Okay. Good year.
Check.
No time war.
That sounds right. but how long is 1 year?
Oh my god.
How would they know?
How long is 1 year?
What kind of
it's possible a watch that could have a run of batteries on. how many of you are
You ask the person as they die how old do you feel.
I don't know how many of them are left at the exposure.
Okay, I order a medical team to the transport bay.
You said the Wonder War? We're still fighting down here.
The transporters are not going to work with the interference. I just want to suggest it.
Yep. We can try it. Send the register.
Might be a little harder.
A little harder as in...
Better. Okay, it could have been harder.
Okay.
We so that hard that it wouldn't be considered cheating to use it.
Guys, come back. Please come back with the shuttle now.
Or in back.
Actually, yeah.
Okay.
We'd like to come down if that's okay.
Of course.
We'll be heading down.
We're not going to have any troubles with our shuttle losing all power or anything when we hit the atmosphere?
Not that I know.
Let's avoid the adventure, please.
Okay.
We're going to fucking totally get involved in this fight. We can just beam up the Federation personnel and notify the Romulans to come pick up the Romulans.
The Romulans might have a weapon that could give them a significant advantage. After the Federation personnel has been evacuated, we don't really care.
Okay. Well, before we do that, let's put all the info on the computers.
Sure. Okay, that should take off about 30 seconds. Oh,
yeah,
probably
we can send.
But I have to key it in.
also, we have to contain. So
send the ship logs to the
sure.
base and send them an update that we've got a 200-year-old Romulan human war going down on the planet, and they can expect.
Wait a minute.
Hey,
that's no planet.
They can expect us to be bringing back, human colonists and Romulan prisoners.
Hey, Kev,
back
in
Los Angeles, where are we from Romulans right now?
Kev, back in the ship, I downloaded ROMs.
Oh,
ROMs
well, no, you're not a World War
computer.
Really?
No, it's still,
yeah, but they're on the wrong side of the neutral zone. They've been there since before the neutral zone was there.
There might have been a grandfather clause. Let me check into it.
Well, okay. First of all, just before the
higher the rule of Federation law, the more you've bend it to what you
hear
really
that the Dominion started attacking the Federation.
The Romulans. So the Romulans are helping us in that fight.
The Romulans are still neutral.
Okay, so we're not at war with the Romulans.
It's the usual test standoff.
Sure. What's normally done with Romulan found in Federation space, though? We just ship them back, or do we...
That's what they would do.
You've got them been spying or anything.
Yeah.
So
how about just if they were colonizing a planet illegally?
Double tap.
This is sort of
special circumstances.
Double
tap.
That's true. Let's see.
So I've got
Federation what?
Federation.
Before you roll and figure out what you want it to say, really the way to go.
Yeah. Again, nice.
You got a 7?
Oh, yeah?
I wanted to say that we should just send him home.
Good fight.
Dead. In body bags.
9.
They come in peace?
We go in peace. Golf one.
Okay. Well, now you
That wasn't Dolph Lundgren, was it? That was,
You know, it's the Rhinelands, also, you know.
Well, he was the bad guy, the big guy.
With
the
colony
like
here. All this was done before the treaty.
No,
Dolph Lundgren was a good guy, who was the bad guy?
And,
So this would be jointly owned or something. Yeah, we both claim colonies.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah. With seven, Donald picks up an obscure fact. The Federation prohibits colonies to be set up on worlds where munitions testing are known.
There you go. Munitions
okay.
Testing.
Yep, there was just a munitions test. What the hell's that mean?
No, so the adventure.
It means whatever you want it to mean.
Okay.
Yeah, if you decide this is
so I'm according to my notes, they have the rights to stay there because it was a colony that predated the treaty. Okay, but because of the munitions test, we can boot them.
Okay.
I'm a liar than you.
Yeah, but Kevin wanted you could for some reason.
You can boot the Federation going, sure. The Federation one.
Okay.
Sorry.
You want to look? Okay.
Look at it backwards.
Okay.
So people don't complain?
Yeah.
Meet you.
I'll go.
Damn.
I'll go.
Near first contact situation.
Or we can just beam up there.
Yeah.
Then out of contact for 200 years.
Yeah, we can.
I agree.
Have this precedent. We can all go, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll all go.
We can all go.
Who's in charge on the bridge, Wilmerbine?
Captain.
Not. Pickering.
We won't even get to the. We won't even get to the planet.
Joe Blow,
Pickering.
Well, could be a rival.
I don't
rival
anymore.
There's Arthur,
all right.
What? They're both on the option. Even before that, I found there's just a shadow of him.
A rival?
Yep.
Okay.
They made up. She gave the
it's
destroyed.
Really not much of a rivalry.
Like where the ticks got the light bulb under his arm.
So, you know, Katrina thought you
know. Katrina gave up?
Yeah.
Did Crystal finally replace her stuffed animal?
Oh, no.
You should have. Damn.
She doesn't think that way.
Anyway. It's out. Alright, so we're all going down.
This is too lingering hatred. Lingering, man.
Big three?
Two.
Oh, there we go.
Three's already in the shadow.
They are.
Yeah, with my next to the extra stim.
No, I have.
And I'll bring a couple of extra.
In your back pockets when you sit down, you get a little.
Okay. What kind of weapons technology do they have back then?
Lasers.
Okay.
Ooh, I bet they can't put those on Stein.
No, I don't think they can.
You're getting reflect on it.
Yeah, well, I take some tinfoil in my chest and I'm done.
Mirror. Okay, and let's bring an extra batch of communicators for the humans that we find down there.
Okay. And registers.
Go to right.
I'm going to take the registers.
No, I'm not taking registers. Would suggest that we give the Romulans the opportunity to be shipped back home as soon as we discover that they don't have any contraband and danger.
Can we help them from the ship before we leave?
If you'd like.
It doesn't matter. When we land, we're going to get
The first time. The Romulans are the answer.
Okay.
But I was trying to encode it using the same code as the humans.
Oh, okay. No, he wasn't actually using it.
Oh.
It was just archaic.
Okay. Okay. They didn't answer. Okay. Let's go down.
Yeah, they were using 7-bit instead of 8.
Yeah, that's what I
was thinking. Crazy stuff.
Get in touch with them, ask them where is the best place to land.
Okay. So they tell you a place on the surface.
Okay.
Land, there's a person. There's a human.
Okay.
Right.
I'm going to show them my boomstick.
Outside, waiting over.
Freaking barbarian.
Wearing a tattered uniform.
Wearing uniform? 200-year-old uniform?
Yeah.
Okay. Passed down generation to generation.
Lieutenant JG.
Okay. I'll introduce myself and the rest of the crew.
I'm Lieutenant Miller. I'm here to lead you down.
Okay.
Make a...
lock up the ship.
Medical science rule.
Okay. He looks bad.
Let's just speak
Yeah, we I'll just assume they're going to treat me like a god. You can bow down to me now if it makes you more comfortable.
He obviously looks like
with some crappy rations?
Sickly. Okay.
Too bad we don't have a replicator.
Pretty honest.
We really creeped the guy out. He hit the replicator on the
shoulder.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll
give him like a food bar or something.
Thanks.
What kind of shape is this teeth? You're going to crack every bit of his teeth.
What's all this teeth? You don't look like you've got a very good diet down there.
Oh, I thought that must be... fungus is a very expensive.
Pouring in the water, I say.
Surrounded on fungus, okay?
200 here.
Take a stand.
Coconut is a natural.
Where we're going.
Oh.
Okay. So
how many people are down here?
There were... most of the original ship came out.
Well, how many?
And the population just remained more or less steady. We had about 200.
About 200?
Just before the explosion. I don't know.
Okay. So what we're going to want to do is shuttle people to an area outside of the interference and the beam up, I think.
Huh?
To get them all back out.
Transport.
Thinking out loud to myself.
Okay.
What do you say?
He leads you down farther to the caverns. Deeper. So you pass by, little barricades and stuff, armed guards, and they'll have, half of them have, lasers and so holds down laser pistols.
Okay. Yeah. Why are you so far below the surface here?
Because up above, the Romulans will be able to find us.
Where are the Romulans?
They're also somewhere else in the cavern. No.
Okay.
So how do you find living below ground? I guess it's all you've ever found in the door.
Yeah, you get used to it.
How's your night sight?
Oh, that's fine. He has a block with a little fungus on it.
Okay.
And, they're like glowing fungus. It's kind of
doom. Okay. Well, let's bust out some, if we're going to cave, let's bust out some, glow sticks or whatever flashlight thing off the shuttle before we go down.
See the rock.
Yeah, show.
That's showing off.
actually, I don't need light.
People are primitive. Hard work.
Alright, so we'll bring some flashlights.
They're savages. Okay. So, he leads you through, barricades and stuff. Pretty scraggly, torn clothing, and that kind of stuff.
Why have you decided to maintain your military organization here?
Well, because we've been at war. And we were winning, too. So, you know, wrong with it. Continue with your book.
Yeah, really.
So he goes down, and eventually he leads you to a bigger room.
Okay.
Looks like that's some kind of stone table thing.
Altar?
Bloody altar.
The thing is that we have three human-looking people today.
Yeah.
And...
that'd be sweet.
What? They had something in my throat.
I was really worried about taking him, but then I realized, they had contact with him.
Yes, he has contact with those.
Yeah. Even Vulcans.
You're a male chauvinist donor.
But they'd probably be suspicious. Because they haven't seen Vulcans. I mean, Romulans. But he comes out.
Anyway.
So they must suspect Vulcans.
I understand Romulans is really hot in bed.
So.
We'll find out.
So there is, older man. About 30, whatever. Litter uniform.
Okay.
You did say older man, 30 or something.
Hey, we're like mid-20s, though. What are you
talking about? With your, Captain Yamamoto.
Okay, I'm, lieutenant. I'll introduce the rest of the crew, explain to them how, who we are, what we're doing.
You know my posse?
ask them,
of course.
What their current status is.
For some reason,
please deal with the table.
So we like a map. Okay. We saw the explosion.
Right. So, there's lots of like markers and stuff. So, here we were saying, here's our position as far as we can tell. I think we lost about half the men on the explosion. And here are the last known Romulan positions.
Half the men? How many is that?
About 100.
Dang.
So what are you fighting for?
Freedom.
Sure.
Federation way.
So
what
are the Romulans fighting for? You?
This evil.
They're evil empire, of course. The rat bastards, isn't they?
How does your...
They said, if you put down your forces over here, right here, right here, crush them.
How does the fighting on this planet benefit either Earth or the evil Romulan Empire?
How does it feel? Well, it's because it's over.
War's over. We want to go.
War's over.
The war still continues here.
Yeah,
but there's
as
no
soon as you guys leave.
But why does the war affect this planet? What strategic importance does it have to the overall war effort?
This is a rightfully should be an Earth world.
It is, and it will be.
Well, they're still here.
We'll wipe them out.
Push them out. We'll wipe them out.
We'll
wipe them out. We'll wipe them out.
We'll just pick him up and send him home.
Every single one.
Okay.
Well,
What is this bomb that went off, and why were you afraid for Earth for their having set it off?
What kind of weapon they've been working on? Looks
so like it would be some sort of graviton bomb.
Whatever. There were a couple prisoners that they've been working on. This bomb for a few years now.
Can we speak with these prisoners?
They're not longer with us.
Oh, you sent them back.
Sure.
You send them to where they belong.
You killed them?
You're just bastard, man. You can't understand. You better run with us.
We'll be happy to take you all to Earth. Back eventually.
But I'm
rivalist, you
have to kill them all.
There we go.
Don't you get it? Can't you see?
I get it. I'm with you.
You choose not to be a member of the...
We actually beat the Romulans in the war.
You just need a few more men and weapons.
I turn to the rest of the room. Do you all feel this way?
Stun them and bring
the
them up.
The rest of the room. Oh, so like a group of people.
Oh, you meant
yeah.
I start trying to talk about how good Earth is now since we won the war, how there's plentiful food, how there's no want, no need, how we live in peace with our neighbors. I'm going to try to use my fast talk specializing in calming people.
All right.
Am I wrong?
Sure.
Our military organization has to order them to come back with us.
All right, I got a 8. They actually don't, because none of these officers have officially been.
Well, but they think they are.
Actually, it's possible that through field promotions that they might all be legitimate members of the Earth's military.
But, yeah, it's fine. We just get a real order from
somebody
and they're gone.
So,
Admiral Kirk.
I'm trying to calm them down.
I'm willing to fake it.
Trying to show how much better life would be if they went home and to realize that there's no need to keep fighting this war. And even if some of them think there is, to try and convince the others that there's just better things if they leave. Like they'll be
is
the same.
What's that
Is there still a Romulan Empire?
Yes.
And do they have weapons such as the ones that the Romulans have problems
with? They probably have better ones.
Think so?
Yes. We have, I think, better ones. we're currently in a state of uneasy peace with them. Actually, the big enemies right now are the Dominion.
The who?
I tell them a little bit about the Dominion and try to get them riled up against these people instead of the Romulans.
That's all around us.
Yeah, the didn't want to set up defenses here just in case they show up. Time to just order them back up on the ship.
You know, we can just let them go. We'll just use the bomb on us before we can leave. Yeah, right now.
Well, I'd be happy to talk to them, too.
Well,
I'll have to wait to make a way to put them in touch with them.